3.38.
I arrived at Madrid airport, where I met Paula.
Hola, soy Max.
Encantada, soy Paula.
Paula took me to my hotel, and that evening we went to the centre of Madrid, and it was time for my first test. I had to order a sandwich and a drink in a bar, then ask for the bill. I sat down at the bar and I tried to order a beer and a ham sandwich.
Por favor, una cerveza y un bocadillo de jamón.
Enseguida!
Fantastic! The waiter understood me first time. My pronunciation wasn't perfect, but I got my beer and my sandwich. I really enjoyed it. But then the more difficult bit, asking for the bill.
¿Cuánto es?
6.90.
¿Cómo?
6.90.
6.90. I understood. Paula gave me 8 points for the test. I was very happy with that. Next, we went out into the street. Test number 2 was asking for directions and, very important, understanding them. We were in a narrow street, and I had to stop someone and ask them for the nearest chemist, una farmacia. I stopped a woman. At first, I didn't understand anything she said.
Siga todo recto y tome la segunda por la derecha. Hay una farmacia en esa calle.
I asked the woman to speak more slowly.
Todo recto y tome la segunda calle por la derecha. Derecha!
I got it this time, I think. The second street on the right. I followed the directions and guess what? There was a chemist there. 7 points from Paula. Test number 3. I wasn't looking forward to this one. I had to get a taxi to a famous place in Madrid. Paula wrote down the name of the place on a piece of paper. It was the name of the football stadium where Real Madrid play. We stopped a taxi. El Bernabéu, por favor.
¿Qué? ¿Dónde?
He didn't understand me. I tried again, but he still didn't understand. I was desperate, so I said, Real Madrid, stadium, football.
Ah, el Santiago Bernabéu.
Finally! Paula only gave me 5 because I ended up using English. Still, at least I made the taxi driver understand where I wanted to go. And so, to the final test. I had to leave a message in Spanish on somebody's voicemail. I had to give my name, spell it, and ask the person to call me back. Paula gave me the number. It was one of her friends called Lola, and I dialed. I was feeling a bit nervous at this point because speaking on the phone in a foreign language is never easy.
Deje su mensaje después de la señal.
Buenas noches. Soy Max. Max. M-A-X. Por favor, llamarme esta noche. Oh, yes. A las 8:30. Gracias. Well, my grammar wasn't right, but I left the message. Half an hour later, at 8:30, Lola phoned me. Success! Paula gave me 8 points. That was the end of my 4 tests. Paula was pleased with me. My final score was 7. I was quite happy with that. So, how much can you learn in a month? Well, of course you can't learn Spanish in a month. But you can learn enough to survive if you're on holiday or on a trip. Now I want to go back to England and try and learn some more. Adios!